The man credited with saving the world from nuclear disaster during the Cold War has died in Moscow. Stanislav Petrov was the Soviet officer who was on duty on the night that an early warning system reported the launch of US missiles against the Soviet Union. Stanislav Petrov could immediately have reported to his superiors that it was a nuclear attack, but his gut instinct told him it was a malfunction of the system. And thankfully, he went with his gut, as David Cody explains.
It was just after midnight on the 26th of September 1983 when alarms went off at a secret Soviet command centre outside Moscow. A 44-year-old lieutenant colonel paused and made a decision that may have prevented a nuclear war. That man was Stanislav Petrov. He spoke to the BBC in 2013.
It was completely unexpected, as such things usually are. The siren sounded very loudly, and I just sat there for a few seconds, staring at the screen with the word "launch" displayed in bold red letters.
While the computer insisted US missiles were on their way, Stanislav Petrov had his doubts. He had a direct line to military chiefs who could have consulted with the Soviet leader on launching a retaliatory attack, but Stanislav Petrov trusted his gut, and after five nerve-wracking minutes, he decided there was no real threat.
I would not trust the computer. I picked up the telephone handset, spoke to my superiors, and reported that the alarm was false.
Stanislav Petrov has died at the age of 77. He died in May, but the news has only just come out after a German filmmaker tried to call him this month for his birthday.
I'm lucky enough to get to play heroes. I've often said I get to play people braver than myself. And oftentimes what we're portraying are men like Stanislav, who stands before you right now.
Stanislav Petrov's story was dramatized in the 2015 documentary drama The Man Who Saved the World, starring Kevin Costner.
Up to him to tell his leadership to launch a counterattack, which probably would have wiped out half of our population.
It was one of the most tense periods of the Cold War. The Soviets had just shot down a Korean jet, killing all 269 people on board.
I was just in the right place at the right time.
The Russian broadcaster RT also spoke with him in 2010, where he acknowledged the gravity of the situation.
We've never been as close to a nuclear war, neither before nor later on. It was the very climax.
Paul Dibb is Emeritus Professor of Strategic Studies at the Australian National University. During the Cold War, he was the top Soviet analyst in Canberra, and he visited Moscow as a declared intelligence officer in 1976. He's been reflecting on Stanislav Petrov's moment in the hot seat.
The important thing is to acknowledge what he did, and secondly, to remember, as few people in Australia do, that 1983 was in fact the most dangerous year in the Cold War. It was more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Paul Dibb explains top Communist Party leadership feared the Americans were plotting a first nuclear strike against the Soviet leadership in Moscow.
It's not to underrate the current threat from North Korea, but frankly, there's a lot of difference between, you know, a North Korean nuclear capability and a Soviet Union with 12,000 strategic nuclear warheads. Each side destroying a quarter of the population and half the industry.
When you look at the current threat from North Korea and the players on both sides who have their fingers on nuclear weapons, Are you worried about the human element at play now?
Yes, I am, because although, as I've said, North Korea has nothing like the former Soviet capability, it looks as though it's developing sufficient, if you like, to tear an arm off the United States. The difference that, despite what we've said about 83, as the Cold War progressed, and even in the 80s, the fact is the Soviets and the Americans were talking to each other. The worry about the United States and particularly North Korea is North Korea is the hermit kingdom. They talk to nobody. And you've seen the North Korean military. It looks like an army of mindless robots.
The Cold War false alarm was apparently triggered when the Soviet satellite mistook the sun's reflection off the tops of clouds for a missile launch. With tensions high on the Korean Peninsula now, we can only hope for more analytical minds like that of Stanislav Petrov.
Absolutely. David Cody reporting.